Someone once wrote that the only difference between a rut and a grave is the depth. We all find ourselves in ruts, little routines that contribute to the stressful times we experience. It's knowing how to escape from those ruts that could make a difference in your life. Stay tuned as we examine the various ways stress can take over your life and what you can do to take back control. Stress is one of the topics that I love to talk about because it's one of those things that almost has a split personality. Most of us complain about stress all the time. When I ever do these stress workshops, people are coming in and they're saying, "Oh, you here for the stress workshop?" "Oh, me too, man. I'm a wreck. I need this workshop." And yet, do you ever notice what happens when you on your job? Do you ever have this happen? You get a new person on a job and they're real excited and they're enthusiastic. What do you almost always hear some old timer saying? "Yeah, wait till you've been here about 6 weeks, honey. We'll see how excited you are then," right? Or if you've been working for 10 years and somebody else has been there for 3 years and they're complaining about something and you say, "You know, you haven't been here long enough to be that miserable. You know, when you've been here 10 years, then you can be that miserable." See, what happens is that stress gets into this mentality. You know, the t-shirts that say, "I survived the blizzard of 78. Stress starts to take on this kind of an air that we can get through it. And what's weird about it then is that when people come to all these workshops, they never change anything. They come, people start to become groupies for stress workshops. I've noticed that. I do a lot of stress workshops, and I start seeing some of the same people, which is all right, but I'll say, "Hey, you know," I'll say, "Boy, I loved your last workshop." And I'll say, "Well, thanks." And I'll say, "How's it going?" "Oh, terrible." I'll say, "Well, what about the stuff we were talking about?" "Oh, well, no, that's good stuff, but you don't understand, it doesn't work for me. You know, you don't know my boss, you don't know my wife or my husband, you don't know my situation." It's sort of the "yeah, but" phenomenon. So I understand that hardly anybody here will change anything. Unless, there's a saying in AA that says, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you might start doing something about it. And that's what I'm all about here. Is that if you get to the point where you're finally saying, it's past the point that I'm sick and tired of maybe my situation or my boss or this or that, but I'm sick and tired of feeling this way a lot, then you might start looking at something. My job when I do these stress workshops is not to come up with answers. We have that mentality, you know, the workshop kind of mentality that you get somebody in and he's going to talk to you like you're idiots. You've never thought of anything in your whole life. And I'm going to give you these wonderful things. Now here's something on relaxation, folks, and here's something on meditation. Here's something on yoga. And you're going to say, "Gee, I never even heard of those things." Well, you've obviously heard of those things. There's nothing wrong with any of those things, but I'll guarantee you, if we don't look at the bigger picture first, we will stay stuck. We will stay in a bad place. So what I have to talk about here is the bigger picture of what stress is all about, not here's the fast answer, do this, do this, or do that. We have to look at it from another perspective. First of all, let's talk about what is stress. What's it all about? What does it mean? Now, most of us talk about stress as if it exists, like an animal or like an object, right? I'm under a lot of stress. You show up at work and there's somebody at the door, straps it on your back, and you got it for the rest of the day, right? Or I'm going into a stressful situation. You know, they always have that, sort of like the spider and the fly come into my parlor. You know, it's like it's waiting for you behind the door, ready to grab you. We talk like that all the time. The approach that I try to take with this is that if you look at it that way, then what happens is stress becomes so nebulous and becomes so out there that all we can do is react to it. And that's what we hear a lot. If you've been to any stress workshops, you hear this. Stress is part of life. You got to learn to live with it. There's good stress and there's bad stress, right? Now, do we talk like that in real life? Do you ever say to anybody, "Hey, this afternoon looks great. I got all this good stress coming up. Boy, I can hardly wait to get into it. I'm going to grow as a person. It's going to be a wonder." Well, if somebody sits down to you and says, "Boy, am I stressed out?" You don't have to check out. Was that good or what? You know, this person is an unhappy camper. You know, this is not a real pleasant situation. You know, I understand what those people are saying about the good, but getting at is that now the word doesn't mean anything. So I'm going to define stress. I don't define stress as any kind of reaction out there in the environment that triggers a certain physiological thing. Well, that is everything. I define stress as a chronic negative emotional state. Okay? Now, in other words, it's not just I'm mad today. Now, some people would say, "Well, no, if you're mad today, then you are stressed." You know, but again, that word doesn't mean anything anymore. If I'm mad, I'm mad. If I'm mad a lot, now I'm stressed.